State governments are in trouble in part because the economy slowed down, and state government officials cannot be happy to learn that the number of unemployed Americans continues to grow. This week, the Labor Department reported that about 8.6 million people are now out of work, and they include some who met with our reporter Joshua Leves in Atlanta.
Once a week, some unemployed people from throughout the metro Atlanta area get together at a small restaurant north of the city for a networking and support meeting. Over the past year, the crowd has grown. Now it often draws more than 150 people. When Benjamin Pittman, a 60-year-old PhD, arrived this week, he found out that the bill extending federal unemployment benefits had been signed into law.
Are you kidding me? That's marvelous. That's fantastic.
Pittman lost his six-figure job at a telecom company last May. After his severance ran out, he received 26 weeks of state unemployment benefits. Those checks stopped coming in December. Under the new law, he'll receive 13 more weeks of unemployment checks paid for by the federal government.
It's not a lot of money. You know, it's only $1,000 a month, but it's still $1,000 a month. You know, it'll keep me from having to do a lot of other things, which I really don't want to do.
Even with his degree in human resource development and decades of work experience, Pittman hasn't been able to find a job. He has a 7-year-old daughter at home. Pittman's wife is working part-time, and they're just trying to get by.
I can't retire, but we're not worried about losing our house for at least a couple of years.
Others have it worse. 57-year-old Henry Starr had a $60,000 job at Enron before being laid off in July. He may lose his home and has already nearly depleted his savings.
If I don't have a job either by March or April, I will have to go through my 401k.
But in the current economy, the value of his 401k has tanked. He says it once had close to $37,000. Now it's down to about $7,000. Starr's state unemployment checks are about to run out, and he'll receive the federal extension. But it doesn't exactly bring a smile to his face.
I don't think it's enough. Most of the individuals in the IT and any other technical background, most of them have been out of work for a year plus. I'm going on my 7th, 8th month now. That means once I get my extension, you know, it's still going to run out.
Some unemployed people won't get anything out of the new law.
I do not qualify for that, so I am without any type of funding from a government.
Holly Fields is a 42-year-old former vice president of a software company that paid her more than $150,000 a year. After she lost her job last year, she received Georgia's maximum unemployment pay of less than $300 a week for 26 weeks. She also used up all 13 weeks of the federal extension last year. Congressional Democrats tried to provide further benefits to 1 million people like Fields who have used up the extension, but that version of the legislation failed.
Of course, I would like to have some help at this point. There are so many people today that are just really in need for additional funding.
But Fields likes an idea President Bush put in his economic plan, re-employment accounts that would provide $3,000 to individuals to assist in a job search.
We need to do some creative things to help stimulate the economy and to help those that are looking for jobs and until the economy gets moving, to help them and their families be able to survive through this time. So I think it's a great idea.
But some people we spoke to feel lawmakers aren't doing much at all. Bert Nagy was laid off from a job as a product manager in November 2001. He has 2 kids in college.
I think the focus in Washington is on the war in Iraq and North Korea and foreign policy. And it's certainly not on the internal affairs of the country, the unemployment area.
One man we spoke with on his way out of the meeting agreed that the solution isn't likely to come from Washington. Steve Filreis lost his job as chief financial officer of a small company more than a year ago. He's decided the only solution is to start his own company.
You know, I can sit back and wait for somebody to say, oh, I know this guy, but there's 1 million other guys like me on the street.
All the people we spoke with said they're prepared to accept jobs that pay less than what they were making previously. Some said they'd accept less than half their previous salary. Having lost so much of what they worked for, they recognize that finding new employment will mean, to some extent, starting over. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.